Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 224 for Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Phil Front Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was mixed Wednesday, with gains in the most active months and a softer tone in the more deferred positions. Canola was down a dollar to up nearly $4, the nearby March contract up $3.80 at $454.10 per ton. Fund traders were noted buyers as they added to long positions, and canola tested nearby resistance to the upside. Some of the activity in the Canadian market was also tied to speculators adjusting their positions by selling soybeans in the U.S. and buying canola. Steady end-user demand and a lack of significant farmer selling remained supportive as well, although widening basis levels were seen as a sign that the commercial demand is backing away. The large U.S. soybean supply situation and relatively favorable South American growing conditions were also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat were both down, but soybeans managed to turn higher in the final minutes of the day to post small gains. Soybeans had been down for most of the session but jumped higher at the close as speculators returned to the buy side in the final minutes. Soybeans were up 1 to 7 cents, the March contract up 7, at $10.11 per bushel. Fund selling had been a feature in beans for most of the day, taking prices down to their lowest levels in 6 weeks, but support was uncovered and soybeans corrected higher, with the close above the $10 mark seen as supportive. Solid export demand, with the USDA reporting fresh sales of over 200,000 tons of U.S. beans to unknown destinations this morning, provided further support. But the improving Brazilian weather forecasts were a bearish influence as harvest operations are in their early stages in the country. Corn ended 2 to 4 cents lower, the March contract down 3 at $3.82 per bushel. Fund long liquidation was a feature as yesterday's move below the $4 mark in the front month was bearish from a chart standpoint. Uncertainty over the state of the global economy was another bearish influence in the background of the corn market, with rising U.S. ethanol stockpiles also weighing on prices. Wheat was down 7 to 12 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 10 at $5.38 per bushel. Large global wheat supplies and bearish technicals accounted for some of the selling. Ideas that U.S. wheat is looking expensive in the international market, especially given the recent strength of the U.S. dollar, added to the declines, but weather concerns in a number of winter wheat growing regions of the world and smaller U.S. planted acres were supportive. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front Workington.